Now at 11:02, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's let's call it a minimum of 2.5 of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. It's all the silliness you can stomach and all the silliness you can shake your stick at, and we have been double-dong daring you since 1990. It could possibly happen again this evening right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Coming up in around about 60 minutes. Oh, let's call it the midnight 10 hour, because you know me. It will be time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks. Not having to scroll to see the whole list anymore. We'll get there. I swear it. But so much silliness to get to tonight, as you have come to expect. I mean, you know. I think that's what you're here for. It's one of the things that you're here for. But, you know, I also know that part of what you're here for is you. Yes, you, the listener, you are here for you. Because you know that each and every one of you, as our own titular head of research, Marshall Frederick Stockwell Jr., pointed out today on the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group, you all know that you are characters in this presentation. Now, I know it's not like it used to be where everybody called in and got to play the Mad Lib game, and so it was a more personality-based interaction on the radios and all that kind of stuff. I know it's not like that anymore. You don't have to tell me. Really, you don't. But you are still, remarkably, a huge part of the cult of personality that is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's not just my personality. Oh, no. Oh, please, no. But so, as you, yes, you, the listener, assume the listening position and sit back and relax for the stick-shaking action that is tonight's episode, perhaps you will find yourself in tonight's program, and maybe you're not even the character that you thought you were. But no matter what, I'm glad you're mine, and that we're all a part of this cartoon that is Bubbles in the Think Tank.
She's a crazy fiend.
Cartoon
is a crazy thing. She turned the TV on at 5 o'clock. Joined with Buddy at a record house. Minnie was swinging with Mickey Mouse. And Pluto bust in, he started tearing down the house. He's the most of all.
Cartoon
is the greatest thing.
all dolled up, strolling down the street. She said she had to meet Popeye at 2:45. And up stepped Big Pluto, bold as can be. Grabbed poor Olive and said, "Chick, you gone with me. You better check, Mr. Popeye. You better check, Mr. Popeye. Show up, I'm gonna bust his head. You better check, Mr. Popeye. You better check, Mr. Popeye. You better check that spinach, 'cause Olive's in the danger zone. Yeah. Well, now Popeye started searching, doing his famous steps, and everybody's doing it now, and a man is here. But there might be some who ain't in the know. So I'm here to tell you just how it goes. Come on, let's Popeye turn.
One and two.
Come on, let's Popeye turn.
Me and you.
Oh, do the Popeye. Oh, do the Popeye. Yeah.
One and a two. Me and you.
This is Mr. Perry White's house. And inside, Perry White of the Daily Planet is just sitting down to breakfast. Mr. White is one of those remarkable men who is in complete control of himself in any crisis. Calm, cool-headed, easygoing, even-tempered.
Where are those Kellogg's cornflakes? If someone doesn't bring me another package within 2 seconds, I'll...
2 seconds? This sounds like a job for Superman.
About time.
Mr. White's a man who always gets his way. But even Superman couldn't keep everybody in Kellogg's cornflakes all the time. Every morning, more people run out of Kellogg's cornflakes than any other cereal. They taste best to more people. Always have, still do. That's why it's so easy to run out of them. So anytime you buy any cereal of any kind, pick up a spare package of Kellogg's cornflakes. You'll like them.
Peabody here. Sherman, too. You're privileged to hear me sing for you. I've studied years at the Met. As we say in showbiz, you ain't heard nothing yet. Peabody here. Harvard grad. Got my degree at 4. Not too bad. A genius am I. Don't bat an eye. The actual fact is, at math or music, I'm a whiz. Though it may be true, my voice is so exceedingly high, only dogs and voice teachers hear it. Actually, other dogs have masters. I'm the only dog with a master's in musicology. That's why this superior canine in any difficult aria is fine and dandy. Being able to speak 17 languages, including Gaelic, which I picked up from an Irish setter friend of mine, comes in handy. Peabody here, Sherman too. You're privileged to know me. Lucky you. And by the way, in closing, let me say, if you need any help in getting your PhD, why, feel free to come to me. Do feel free to come to me. I'm right there. Glad to help, even if you're right side up. Peabody here.
Meanwhile, atop the Umbrella Factory, we find the sinister secret headquarters of the rascally Penguin and his fine feathered Sphinx.
Precisely 11:56. Quack, 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 quack.
my fine feathered finks. The time is almost nigh.
At the signal, the time will be precisely 5:20. Quack, 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 quack.
We'll divide the loot, and we'll fry our separate ways.
Wrong, Penguin. You'll all fly together.
Up the river, you birds of a filthy feather.
Pow! Wheel! Zock! Crunch! Kapow!
I'm the toughest hombre that ever lived out west. Although I'm only 2 feet tall, my shooting is the best. I like to hunt for big black ducks away up in the sky. I like to see if I can hit a duck that's on the fly. I'll hunt down game, I'll blast away, I'll shoot wherever I can. I'll aim a gun on or my name's not Yosemite Sam. Sometimes I reach a rabbit without a single sound, and then I pull the trigger and the rabbit hits the ground. Squirrels too are very cute as they go up a tree, but with my trusty rifle they can't escape from me. Oh, I'll hunt down game, I'll blast away, I'll shoot whatever I can. I'll aim a gun I never miss, or my name's not Yosemite Sam. I sometimes hunt for possum when there's nothing else to shoot, or aim at birds as they fly by, I don't much give a hoot. I'll even shoot the little deer who run so very fast. No matter how they run away, they can't escape my blast. I'll shoot whatever I can. I'll aim a gun I never miss, or my name's not Yosemite Sam. But I must really tell you, I know you will be glad, that though I shoot a lot of things, I'm not so very bad. For from my little rifle an animal never drops, for instead of using bullets, I load it with gumdrops. Oh, I'll hunt down game, I'll blast away, I'll shoot whatever I can. I'll aim a gun I never miss, or my name's not Yosemite Sam.
Peppina, oh, you little mouse, so won't you go away? Find yourself another house to run around and play. You scare my girl, you eat my cheese, you even drink my wine. I've tried so hard to catch you, but you trick me all the time. Ci stanno usura, gilla, basciusella, redumur. Ogni sera che esce, quando a casa è scura. Indomienze da cucina, balla sullo su, ma parano malandrine, pura gatta s'ha paura. Peppino sulla gilla m'ha fatta scomparire, mannaggia sulla gilla a casa e n'addai. Stasera in da cucina, dopo che vina già la sa, e quando sempre aga, Peppina già ingappa.
Ma tu chi sei? Siciliano?
No, I'm a Calabrese, a nut. The other night I called my girl, I asked her, could we meet? I said, let's go to my house, we could have a bite to eat. And as we walked in through the door, she screamed at what she saw. There was little Peppino doing a cha-cha on the floor. Peppino's una gilla, ma fatta scompare. Mannaggia una gilla, a casa in Adai. Stasera in da cucina, non può che vina già la sa. E quando si embriaga, Peppino già ingappa.
Ma come be mio? Ask if you.
If I ever catch, I'm gonna throw you right in a bagnarò. Quella non ci piace formaggio americano, quella va trovando un po' che parmigiano. Se fatta giatta giatta, questa vita buona, e quando quella cammina pare proprio un galantone. Peppino su una cilla mi ha fatto scomparire, mannaggia su una cilla a casa in Adai. Stasera in da cucina un po' che vino già la sa, e quando si embriaca Peppino già ingappa.
Luigi, I got a present for you.
Ah, you're a nice man.
Close your eyes. I'm putting your hand in the box.
Oh, mannaggia, usura gilla, ma scasciata a mano, a mousetrap.
Usura mia.
Hey, malandri.
The Woody Woodpecker's song. Yeah, he's a pecking it all day long. He pecks a few holes in a tree to see if a redwood's really red. And it's nothing to him on the tiniest whim to peck a few holes in your head. Oh, that's the Woody Woodpeckers too. Makes the other woodpeckers swoon. Though it doesn't make sense to the doll and the dance and the lady woodpeckers long for. That's the Woody Woodpecker song. He gives all his rivals the bird. He'll be settling down someday. He'll be hearing the preacher say, for the rest of your life you'll be Woody and wife, and the choir will sing along with the Woody Woodpecker song.
Good. Shubba-dubba-dubba-doo, feral cow.
I thought I told you to wait in the cave.
She bugs me with a funny. Yeah, yeah, even bugs a funny. Those animals are getting in my hair. I'm getting competition from a bear.
I'm just a little bit smarter. Yes, I sure love them picnic baskets.
She just keeps her eyes on them guys. I don't get a chance for romance. I ask her to take a little break. But even the commercials are a dynamite.
Yeah.
Hey, Bowiegel, it's time for your commercial.
Are you kidding, Rocky? I got my own show now. That's right.
My baby thinks the TV. She's a crazy boy with TV. I sit beside and try to make the scene. But meanwhile, back on a TV screen.
Fluffering Fuckersacks, this is ridiculous. Alvin, you're on the wrong channel.
Alvin!
Come quick, Nadaska.
What's that, Dolly?
Tonight we kill the Square.
Tune in tomorrow for the next episode. Below zero for two heroes, or I only have ice cube.
And don't you forget it.
Come on, baby. Get away from that screen. All I want is a little love, honey. Your eyes are gonna bug out.
You're still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda, and this continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. This morning, when I woke up and wasn't really feeling my best, I thought to myself, if I could do anything that I wanted to do on this Saturday morning, I would go to the couch in my jammies and watch cartoons. But the world's not really like that so much anymore. I mean, I guess I could have made my own cartoon situation occur, but it's just not the same. So I didn't do it. I tried to be productive. Don't know if it worked, but I tried. And then out of nowhere, our titular head of research, Marshall Frederick Stockwell Jr., posted his little pretty picture over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group, where you kids are all hanging out right now, and I love that. And I said, I guess I know what I'm doing tonight. And here we are, together. Just the way I like us. Although other physical activities can provide a more vigorous workout, walking is easy, requires no special equipment, and is good exercise for most adults. It can be an excellent alternative to driving or even taking public transportation in urban areas. And walking can get you fresh air, exercise, burn calories, save you money. And sometimes it's even safer than riding a bike. It's a public service message from your good friends here at WMFO in Medford. You know, of course, that we have more silliness for your stick-shaking action, or whatever it is that you choose to do during this time we have together. Then we'll be coming back and going into the radio obituary. Something about tonight's episode feels a little different to me than usual. Maybe it's just my particular low energy. I don't know. And you know, low energy, that's like one of the worst criticisms anyone can have these days, so I guess maybe that's all it is. We'll just see how it happens. But, you know, this is going to help me right now. Right now, here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
So sick.
can earn. An honest buckle.
Betty Boop. I'm Bill Street Papa.
Is being kidnapped by the arch criminal known as
the Green Beret.
Commissioner Gordon dials the secret number of the Batcave.
6, 3, 4, 5, 7, 8, 9.
Holy smoke, Batman! They got your grandmother.
Quick, Robin, to the Batmobile.
Great Scott, Batman! Something's heading right for us. Here it comes!
Here it comes your 19th of the Great Land.
Holy cow, Batman! I've wrecked the Batmobile!
Come here, baby. Scratching my back.
No time for that now, Robin.
Look, Batman! It's the Green Beret and Grandmother.
I'll save her, Robin.
Gee whiz, Batman! What happened?
Bang, bang, he shot me down.
Is this the end of Batman? Stay tuned to this record. So far, Batman's grandmother has been kidnapped. Batman has been shot. Robin has had his 19th nervous breakdown. But the best is yet to come.
Batman! Batman! Speak to me!
Baby, I can't make it without you.
Jumping Jupiter, Batman! Grandmother is kissing the Green Beret!
It's sign of the times!
Batman, where are you going?
To the Batroom, Robin.
Well, how was it, Batman?
It was exciting, exciting.
Holy mackerel, Batman. The Green Beret has fallen through that trap door into his own alligator pit.
He's a real nowhere man.
Once again, Batman and Robin have foiled another arch criminal. Back at the Batcave.
Wowee, Batman, look at this telegram. Grandmother has been drafted.
I don't know if I can name all the seven dwarfs. Every time I try, I get six of them and never can get the last one. I can't do them in order anyway. All right. Genesis, Exodus. Oh, I'm doing the Bible again. Bashful, dopey, happy, sneezy, dark, grumpy. I can't think of the other one. I know I did six. I counted them on my fingers. I always get to six and can't think of the other one. I can't think. but I'd love to know what it is. I know there's one more, but what is it? It's going to bother me the rest of the day. Did I say sleepy? Sleepy, I got it. I should have thought of that because George has been yawning all morning and Jeannie said stop it or we'll all be asleep.
Who's the leader of the band that's made for you and me?
Oh, yeah.
M-I-C.
Electricity is slowing us.
Everybody always picking on me.
That's him on his knees. I know that's him. Yelling 7-11 down in the boys' gym. Charlie Brown. Charlie Brown. He's a clown. That Charlie Brown. He's gonna get caught. Just you wait and see.
Why's everybody always picking on me?
Who's always writing on the wall? Guess who?
Who, me?
Yeah, you! Who walks in the classroom cool and slow? Who calls the English teacher daddy-o? Charlie Brown, Charlie Brown. He's a clown, that Charlie Brown. He's gonna get caught, just you wait and see.
Why's everybody always picking on me?
he's a clown, that Charlie Brown. He's gonna get down, just you wait and see.
Why's everybody always picking on me?
Harmonica down.
Why?
Because we're gonna sing, that's why.
Not again.
Never mind. Now look, fellas, this is a pretty song, so let's try not to goof it up. Are you ready, Simon?
Sure, let's go.
All set, Theodore?
Hot dog, you bet.
Are you ready, Alvin? Ready, Alvin? Alvin!
Oh, nuts! We sure like girls, all kinds of girls, from Annie to
thing down and sing.
Hey, we sure like girls, all kinds of girls, from Annie to Veronica. We like them small or fat or tall. I'm gonna play my harmonica.
All right, Alvin, make a fool of yourself. Play the harmonica. Wait a minute, you guys. Alvin, you're goofing it all up. This is a pretty song. It's not supposed to be a... Now look what you did. You got them all cha-chaing and singing and wrecking the song. Theodore, Simon, Orchestra, will you cut that out? Alvin, put that harmonica down!
Does you like apple pie?
No, I like Popeye.
Does you like pumpkin pie?
No, I like Popeye.
Does you like chicken pie?
No, I like Popeye.
The what pie?
Popeye.
What pie?
Popeye.
Popeye the
Sailor Man. Do you like castor oil?
No, I like olive oil.
Do you like salad oil?
No, I like olive oil.
Do you like peanut oil?
No, I like olive oil.
What oil?
Olive oil.
What oil?
Olive oil, 'cause she's the girl of Popeye the Sailor Man.
I like Wimpy and Poopy and Spinach and Pea Pie and Sweet Pea and best of all, you.
There's someone I bet you don't like even yet.
You mean Pluto? I hate him.
Me too.
Does you like cherry pie?
No, I like Popeye.
Does you like lemon pie?
No, I like Popeye.
Does you like any pie?
Yes, I like Popeye.
What pie?
Popeye.
What pie?
Popeye, Popeye the Sailor Man. Oh, Popeye, you're so romantical.
Oh, I am not romantical, I'm nautical.
No! Oh, quiet, sweet.
He goes,
the bebop mouth.
Bebop mouth.
wheel the wanna pickety clack.
He goes,
the bebop mouse.